Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this is KSLP Internet Radio. Good afternoon to you. 4:05 in the p.m. here in Sun Valley, Idaho. And we're trying to dial out to the Darrell Wayne Sports Show. So, 1 second. And thank you for joining us today. We will be talking about sports once we can get online and do it. We will be talking about sports. So, you know, I think my computer knows when I'm going to do a show because it does not screw up on me like this any other time. Just only when I'm doing a show. So, yeah. So, like I said, I'll be doing this, and this will be our last joint show for a while. For so long. Okay. And so you're going to hear the phone ring, and we're going to dial.
Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Bottom of my heart, I just want to say I love you. Hey, everyone, welcome back to my my show. It's all about sports. And I'm your host, Daryl Wynn. And my co-host is finally Kat is on the radio now. How you doing today, Steve?
I'm sleepy. That's how I'm doing. I woke up at 4 o'clock.
Amy said you might sleep through it. He's sleepy, Amy. She said you might sleep through it.
And then not only that, but every time, it seems like my computer knows every time I'm doing a show because it wants to screw up on me every single time I'm doing a show. So luckily I had the opening audio, and I was playing it, and that was Center Field by John Fogerty. And I was getting through it, and all of a sudden my Mozilla Firefox shut down. I had to get back up into it. I mean, I spent probably a total of 30 minutes last night on my show having to talk because of the fact that my computer was screwing up.
Wow.
So, and here it goes again. It's doing this thing again. It stopped working, and it's going to close, and I'll have to reopen. And then once the show was over last night, it didn't have that problem, you know. It would stop having that problem. So I'm on, but like I said, my computer is just a little screwy.
That's enough.
yeah. It's definitely screwing up on me. And like I said, it seems to know every time I'm having a show because it's only doing it during the show. Mostly, it's not doing it. Pretty much at all else. It's still doing it a little bit, but not as much as when I'm doing the show that it's doing this. So, anyway, by the way, I this is the last day of my month for the premium services. Tomorrow I go back to a regular host where I can't call anybody out, and I'm doing that for a couple months until I get back from vacation. So,
when are you going on vacation?
Next month.
Oh, next month. Well, see,
yeah.
After my last show next month, April 4th, I won't be doing any shows because we'll be moving.
Again?
Yeah, I tell you, remember we're moving close to her parents.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're moving in close to her parents. So
oh, wow.
Next month, I probably won't be doing any shows at all.
Uh-huh.
So, because I had to help get patched and we had to move.
Right.
After
this show, like I said, starting tonight with my show, I'm going back down to 2 hours, and I'm also going... I'm not going to be a Premium Plus member, which means I can't dial out. And see, this way I can save that money for the trip, you know, because it's going to be very expensive for the show. So this will be our last joint show like this. I'll still call in, but I'll be able to, I'll do it from a cell phone, you know.
Okay, so.
Like normal.
Okay, so when will we be doing joint shows again? Probably after June?
Yeah. Well, yeah, whenever you come back, and like I said, I'm doing I'm gonna go back to premium plus status in May because I don't want to do shows while I'm in Florida or while I'm on the trip because I don't know about the connection, you know.
Yeah.
The internet connection, I'm not sure. Plus, like I said, I'm still having these problems with my computer. You know, that is not allowing me to do shows the way I would like. And, you know, people...
All right, well, So when I get through moving and we go on our first week to Florida, because, you know, we go the first week in June, we go on right, vacation. For, huh? We leave 5th of June, go for a week to Florida, Orlando.
Yeah.
So we probably start that after I get back from there. Yeah. But as I was saying on my show earlier today, my name is Gerald Wynn, and I'm your host with my co-host Steve Poindexter. He hosts a music show every night. He has a variety of music from hip-hop, rock, country, oldies, 80s, 70s, whatever you want to listen to, he has. So be sure to...
I played Holiday the other night.
Be sure to tune to his show. He has a variety of music that you can listen at and enjoy. And his show usually comes on at...
2 a.m. Eastern Time, usually 11 p.m. Pacific. It's usually 3 hours. It's going to go back down to 2. Because I'll be a basic member, so it's going to go back down to 2 hours, because that's the most you can hold or do on a regular, you know, for a basic member is a 2-hour show.
Yep.
So, but it's been fun. I've gotten a lot of people listening to my shows. I've now had over 2,600 people listen to the shows. And it's been a blast, but like I said, it's just until I get back from that vacation, I don't want to, you know, it's $99 is a lot of money, so.
Yeah, he's cutting back, and I'm cutting back in April, but we will be back in June,
yeah.
Bigger than better. If you have anything to talk about, my number is 917-388-4571, and Steve.
You may call either one of us, and we'll put you on the air with both of us. And, you know, baseball's back, you know?
Yep. Well, it's right now, it's officially, because most of all the basketball teams are winding up this weekend is their regular season end. And a lot of them is winding up with this. This is the last games of the regular season. And officially, Martin Madness starts, and we have a tournament here, Steve. This week, it's called the Sun Turn. It's called the Southern Conference Tournament, and we hosting. It's here in Charlotte. They're hosting it here for the first time, and it's with Elon, Wolfward, UNC, Greensboro, Western Carolina, Fordham, and Davidson. That's that conference tournament.
Right.
So, yeah, it's here right now. And that's a big tournament.
When is your team's conference?
Next week. Well, our girls is this weekend. The boys are next weekend.
Right. Right.
So, yeah.
And your boys pretty much have to win in order to – probably secure a place in the tournament.
Yeah, we got one more game tomorrow against Richmond, the top seed team, along with Xavier. We got a game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. at our arena. So I will be there tomorrow. And on that, then they, after that, it's tournament time, and it's a lot of tournaments coming up. I mean, it's going to be full with basketball. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you turn, it's going to be basketball. And it's going to be a lot of teams. Well, I looked in the paper today, Steve.
Yeah.
And hold on for a minute. Tonight, it's the Ohio Valley semifinals.
Uh-huh.
You have two games of that. And then you got a regular game in between it. That's Kent State Akron. That's going to be on TV. But you got that tournament. Then you got the women's tournament that's going on right now, ACC, SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, you got a lot of tournaments coming up. Teams are trying to make it into the big dance. And this is when it all counts. You know, it's no tomorrow. Teams try to make their resume for the big show. Teams try to show, okay, we belong there. We can get there. We just got to do good in our tournaments.
And not stuck in the first round.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of teams that will go out in the first round. They will pack it and go home.
Yeah.
So, you know, you... Yeah, he heard you, Amy.
Wow.
That was my wife. Well, that's my wife for anybody listening, because she doesn't like Charlotte 49ers. She used to, but she doesn't like them no more. So, you know, it's that time of year right now. And Steve,
yeah.
Since your teams are in the SEC,
yeah.
You should be following the SEC a lot. And see where Kentucky, Georgia.
I'm an SEC guy. I pull for all the SEC teams, you know, even the ones I hate, like Georgia and, you know, Tennessee.
Your tournament starts next week, too, don't it?
Oh, yeah, because it's the big one. So it should start next week, definitely.
Well, the ACC, the final game is the last day. The selection committee.
Well, the big six is always the West. They SEC, ACC, Big 12, Big 10, Big East, Pac 10. Those conferences are always, you know, the Thursday through selection Sunday, and then, you know, all of a sudden the you know selection committee, whoever they are, they're always sitting around. You know, they don't mean nothing the rest of the year. They don't mean nothing at all until Selection Sunday. Then it's like, okay, then these people have some sort of significance, even if it's just for one day. And people's going to love them. Some people's going to love them. And then some people's going to want to go out and butcher them to death because they're trying to make the big fans. You know,
well, it's going to... People, if anybody have any information on that and get any advice on that, give me a C call at 917-388-4571. Sound like who's drunk?
You.
No. So, and me and him will give you any inspiration on that. And Steve,
yeah.
this was your, and I know you didn't think about it, but this was your weekend to pick your number one teams.
I'm finishing my thoughts for just 1 second on that. If I remember correctly, what you wanted me to do was do the top three teams. The top 12. Like
yep.
Basically. Okay. Give me 1 second, and I will get that.
Hold on a minute, Amy.
But I've definitely been thinking about it.
I want you to see if you understand.
You
there?
This is an exciting time of the year, definitely. And,
hey, Steve.
Yeah.
I can barely hear you. You're gurgling.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that. I didn't have the phone all the way up. Okay. All right. So, you know, my number one teams. My number one teams I would think would be first Kansas. I would say Kansas would be my overall number one. You know,
okay.
Kentucky, Duke, and Kansas State.
Oh, I
okay.
I disagree.
And then number two, second, you know, right underneath them, I would say Syracuse, Ohio State, Villanova, and Purdue. And then
okay.
I would say underneath them, New Mexico, West Virginia, Michigan State, and Vandy.
Okay, that's your first pick. Let's see there. I disagree for your first rounder. I think Syracuse is the first rounder. Okay.
You mean a number one.
Yeah, number one. Yeah, and I think Michigan State is the number one pick.
Nah.
I think
Michigan State is ranked number 11 right now. They're certainly not number one ranked material.
Yeah, they are. Amy doesn't like them, but yeah, they are.
They're 22-7. There's so many other teams that have a better record than they do. New Mexico's 27-3. Kansas is 27-2. Kentucky's 27-2. And Syracuse is 27-2. Michigan.
Yeah, but Syracuse is the number one team in the nation.
Yeah. Well, Michigan State doesn't have a good record to be a number one team.
Why?
Because as
they
you said, they're 22-7. You have to look
okay.
at their overall record.
Okay, Ohio State and them are bad enough for the Big Ten. The conference. You know, the title.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Ohio State. I just think Michigan State's a little bit better.
Right.
I mean, I don't like Michigan State, but I know Michigan State has beat Ohio State twice this year.
You like Michigan State.
No, I like Michigan.
No, you like Michigan State.
Yeah, no. And Kansas, oh, God, they just ain't got it. I'm sorry. You know why they ain't got it?
Yes, why?
They let what's that team name from South Carolina?
What, Clemson?
No. South Carolina.
Oh.
No, that was Kentucky that let I got the wrong team. Kentucky let South Carolina beat them when they was number one.
I don't think anybody lets a team beat them and whip them like a dog, you know. I think that they just got outplayed by South Carolina.
But they're supposed to be better, as everybody put them, they were supposed to be better than South Carolina.
Well, that's what happens in the SEC, and it happens, you know, in any conference, you know, your number one team is as good as your least, as your... Your number one team in any conference is only as good as the last team is not. Okay?
Yeah.
If that made sense. Okay, so your last team, the last team in your conference is what? Rhode Island or
Fordham.
Something?
No, Fordham.
Fordham, okay, okay.
Yeah.
And number one team is who?
Xavier and Richmond.
Xavier and Richmond. Okay. Yeah. Let's say Fordham, you know, all of a sudden one day just decided to beat Fordham. Well, they obviously beat Fordham if they have such a losing record. But all of a sudden they decided to beat Butler or Richmond. you know, and, yeah. and they go out and they actually beat Richmond, well, then that means that your number one team is not as good. So if your number one team goes and dominates these less dominant teams, your number one team in every single conference during conference play goes out and defeats these other teams that are not as good as they are, then that yeah. proves that they're worthy to be number one in their conference. But if a team does not go out and beat number one or beat the bottom feeders in their conference, then they don't deserve to be number one. The problem is that in the SEC, you have so many good teams that are average or just slightly above average, and then you have your top two teams. Well, in the case of Kentucky and South Carolina, Kentucky is an absolute powerhouse, always is, every single year. You know, they're one of the names that you challenge for that, for the NCAA championship, you know. Yeah. But when they get the conference play, and it's the same thing in football, every single team steps it up in the SEC because they know that they could overthrow, you know, because that's the mindset, that they can actually overthrow the number one team, you see. So a lot of conferences are not like that, you know, where, and it's not just the number one team in their conference, it's the number one team in the country or a top five team in the country. And so the SEC has that different mindset of saying, well, we know that we're as good as the number one team. It's just like back in football this past year, Florida was number one. They went to Tennessee. They beat Tennessee by, what, 2 points? Because mm-hmm. Tennessee had the mindset to say, hey, we have a – we believe that we could have beaten that the number one ranked team. And so it happens like that every single game in the SEC. If someone in the SEC is a number one overall team in rankings, whether it's college football or basketball or baseball, another team in the SEC feels like, hey, we can beat them. So, because it's the mindset of the SEC to do that.
But you know what? Right now, a lot of teams are going to try to step up. I mean, it's going to be a lot of teams out there trying to step up because they know tournament time, one win, one loss, and you're gone. You have no tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's like, okay, it's like it's the second season now. When the first season is over, when the regular season is over, it's done. You can get your job during regular season. You got to get record. Now, second season, step up, put out, or shut up. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
If you got your team to do it, show it. Because a lot of people are going to be looking.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And if in your conference, if you beat that number one team in the first round, that goes a lot of pull with the selection committee.
Oh, yeah.
That don't mean that team is going to be number one. But all
no.
it does is mean somebody just beat them in the conference.
Yeah.
Just totally dominated in the conference because they thought they was too good, they couldn't get beat.
Mm-hmm.
And they got beat.
Yeah.
Pure and simple. And I don't think teams are looking at like that right now because they know you win, you continue. You lose, you go home and wait for next season.
Yeah.
It's like you win, you continue. And you might not have a good record to make it in the NCAA tournament. You might have a record to make it in NIT. You might not. You might just be through for the whole season. And a lot of teams are starting to evaluate themselves now because Ole Miss, a lot of people are saying they're in and a lot of people are saying they're out.
Right.
I don't know. That's your conference. Are they in or are they out?
You know, I don't Ole Miss. I you know, I think they're in right now because there's, you know, there's like 34 positions, at-large positions. There's,
mm-hmm.
I think there's what, like 32 conferences?
Yep.
So each conference has an, you know, each one of the conferences has an automatic bid, you know, to get into the tournament. So,
yeah.
Which is 32, and then so that means that there's 33 positions available for at-large bids. So, I think Ole Miss can do it right now. I believe that they from the last thing I saw, they are considered a bubble team. There's several bubble teams from the SEC. Florida is one of them. Mississippi State is one, and Ole Miss is another one. They're all bubble teams, but and they're actually hoping for losses from teams like Notre Dame and Cincinnati and even Charlotte. You know. They're hoping that these teams will lose so they can fill those final spots in the tournament. But if you remember what happened a couple years ago in the SEC tournament, Georgia, who is a bottom feeder in the SEC as far as college basketball goes.
Oh, man, they had a run.
They had a run and went and ended up winning the conference tournament. And so then the NCAA had to scramble because they had to place them in the tournament because they were an automatic bid. Otherwise, they were not going to be in. So another team ended up losing out because they got in as an automatic bid. And then they thanked them by putting them as a 13 seed, you know.
Yeah, but they had to play. Remember when they had that little problem at the dome?
That problem was a tornado.
Yeah, and they had to Georgia had to play those many games in two days.
Yeah, and that was
and they won them.
Yeah, that was because of the tornado that went through there 2 years ago.
Yeah, they played one game in the morning and they came back that night.
Yeah, and played.
And won both.
Yeah.
And you know what? To me, a lot of teams was amazed at them. But you know what? To me, them doing that, them boys had a lot of guts.
Yeah.
Because they rested in the morning. They rested after they won. And usually they just go chill out and have to spend the rest of the day doing what they want to. But they had to come back and play again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And that's hard to do in one day.
I know. And that's because there was some damage at the Georgia Dome, so they had to go and play at their main opponent. I'm talking about in-state rival. They had to go and play at their place at Georgia Tech.
And they lost out on tickets.
Yeah, about 10 minutes up the road. And because you know, Georgia Tech doesn't play in that conference, but still, luckily, you know, that was available to them to play. That's the good thing about Atlanta is that you have those two venues right there very close together, about 10 minutes. It's about 10 minutes up the road on I-75 from downtown Atlanta to the into where Georgia Tech plays. So,
but you notice they had to give a lot of people money back because they couldn't go to the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Because Georgia Tech was too small.
It was a much smaller venue, but luckily it was there for them to
play
use as a backup.
Yeah.
So I remember that. And
that was a miracle run for them.
Yeah, it was. But then they got rewarded by being a number 13 seed and then losing in the first round.
I think by then they were tired.
Yeah, even though they had a few days off, they had rode that emotional roller coaster.
yep.
that high, and then they had come down very quickly, almost as quickly as Obama's approval ratings. They slid down that hill and flattened out.
But they did the best they could just to get in there.
Yeah.
And nobody didn't think they were going to do it.
Yeah, and then by the time they got there, it was like, okay, we got to play again.
Yep.
You know?
That was it. It was like, okay, we didn't went through this. Went to a tornado, played two games one day. Nobody, mm-hmm. no other team does that. No other team did that the whole season.
Yeah.
They did it.
Yeah.
And we've been playing two games, one both game. You know, I can see you winning one and maybe losing one, splitting.
Yeah.
But they
yeah.
won both. And they beat Kentucky that year.
Yeah. Yeah.
They put Kentucky out.
Yeah. And
You know what? That was surprising. They put Kentucky out of the tournament.
Well, you know, the thing is that Kentucky, sometimes a team like Kentucky, if they're not battling for that overall number one seed, sometimes a team like that will take a rest in the SEC tournament because they know that they're in and they know that they're going to be seeded pretty high, you know, either a one, two, or three seed. They know they're going to, you know, so they'll basically lose a game in the tournament to get out early, so then that way they can rest up their players. You know, I've seen quite a bit.
I don't think they did that. I think Georgia just beat them.
Yeah. All right, so we got 21 minutes left, and talk about the Olympics. I know they're over. Did you enjoy the games?
What game?
The Olympic games.
Yeah, it was fun. They were real fun.
Especially that curling. Man, that's real excitement there. Ooh, shuffleboard on ice.
See, no, Amy, Steve was talking about my
curling.
He said shuffleboard on ice. Yeah, that's what it is. Anybody got any comment on it, give me a call at 917-388-4571. Steve doesn't like curling. He thinks it's a boring thing. Amy, my wife, thinks it's a boring thing. But look, it's curling. It's in the Olympics.
I just don't understand. Now the thing is that the United States ended up with 37 medals. They've never ended up with that many before in the Olympics. So congratulations to every Olympian that won a medal.
I'm
not a hockey fan at all. I don't care for hockey. I think it's overall a boring sport. Besides that, my eyes can't follow that little round black puck on that big large white ice. It can't, because it goes too fast, you know. If they change the puck from black to maybe hot pink or a pastel orange or
now you know they
like,
ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, I know. But then I can follow it on the ice. I can't follow that little black putt, especially with the sticks being black and they're on that white ice and all the skaters are rushing around beating the hell out of each other, pushing them into the boards and whatever. It's hard to follow. Being that said, I found it exciting that I was able to watch both the men's and the women's hockey tournament, the finals.
Yeah.
I watched both games, and what was surprising is that gold, silver, and bronze went to the same teams, both the men's and women's. Gold went to Canada. United States got silver. Finland got the bronze. But it was, you know, and that game could have ended differently because of the Canadian skater Crosby. You know,
mm-hmm.
it could have been somebody else shooting a goal on the Canadian goalie, you know, instead of Ryan Miller. You know, I became a fan of Ryan Miller. I mean, how many shots on goal did he have, and how many saves did he end up saving? And, you know, he got more of a standing ovation the first game back, the first NHL game back, than Sidney Crosby did. And Sidney Crosby was playing at home in Pittsburgh. And when they announced Ryan Miller for the opposing team, the Buffalo Sabres, he got more of a standing ovation than Sidney Crosby of their own team, because Sidney Crosby's Canadian, you know. But
Steve?
Yeah.
Amy wants to know if you want to come over for pancakes. Yes, people, we talk about all kinds of stuff on the show.
Come over for pancakes. Well, it would take about 4 days to get there. it would take about 40 days if I walked.
Oh, you ain't talking about the four-man bobsledding, Steve.
I don't know anything about the four-man bobsled.
In the Olympics, the four-man bobsledding?
Yeah, I know.
We won a gold.
Oh, the United States won the gold. Okay, that was one of the 9 golds that they won. Okay, well, that's...
You should be happy. I said that'd be the first thing you'd be talking about. This is the first time the United States ever won gold in a bobsledding.
Well, see, here's the thing. This is the problem with NBC's Olympic coverage. It was live in the Eastern time zone and the Central time zone. But out here in the Mountain time zone and the Pacific time zone, it was not live. All the events that they showed on NBC was not live. They was taped.
Oh, it wasn't? They wasn't?
No.
You didn't see nothing live?
What I saw, the only thing I saw live on NBC was the fact that their shows that they had during commercials, the only thing I saw live was the Olympic, was the hockey final, men's hockey final.
Oh, that's
final.
The only thing?
That's it, because everything else was taped. But on the other channels, on the other NBC channels, which was the crap channels of CNBC and MSNBC, really crap channels, because who the hell watches them? I saw more Olympic coverage because it was live. And the same thing with USA. I didn't really watch USA, but it was mostly CNBC and MSNBC. And those are the only times I will ever watch MSNBC and CNBC. Because, like I said, they're crap channels that nobody watches. And, you know, but hopefully, and it's going to be the same thing in Russia in 4 years. Where, you know, whatever small little hick-ass Russian town, Gochi or whatever it is that they're going to hold the Olympics in 4 years, it's going to be the same thing. And I told somebody, I said, NBC's not going to have coverage live because of the time difference. You know, I said, what's going to be live will be on the other channels, the MSNBC, the CNBC, the USA. Who knows? In 4 years, there'll be events on the Weather Channel. I wouldn't be surprised if there's events on the Weather Channel, you know.
Yeah, but let me tell you, the gold medal run was the United States bobsledding team was in second, and the four man that did it, they broke the Olympic record and for bobsledding four man, and it's the first time the United States ever won a bobsledding gold medal since the Olympics were.
I'm happy for it. You never see.
I mean, because bobsledding is not really that famous, okay? Here,
it's more of an event in Jamaica than it is here.
Yeah. So it was like, oh my God, they just did something they never done. They won a gold medal.
Well, it wasn't just bobsledding. It was also there was another event, and. Let's hope my computer doesn't go out on me before I give this information. I think there was another event where the,
it's something that you don't expect the United States to win.
Right.
Because in other countries, bobsledding is the number one sport.
Yeah.
Like in Russia, Canada, Hungary, those states. They practice it, that. We don't.
It was Nordic combined. Nordic combined that they won the silver in Nordic combined.
Yeah.
For team large hill. But another thing where they are usually dominant and they weren't this year was women's figure skating.
Yeah, we didn't finish.
They got shut out of the women's figure skating.
We finished fourth.
Yeah. But, I'm definitely happy for all the, every person that won a medal in these Olympics. And, like I said, 37 is good. Now, overall, I'm trying to get back to this page real quick. Overall in the medals for Winter Olympics, the United States is second now.
Mm-hmm.
But what about Russia? Russia did so poorly in these Olympics that they fired the head of their Olympic committee because they got embarrassed in hockey and they got embarrassed in a lot of other sports, and here they're hosting the Olympics in 4 years. And it's like, wow, they got pretty much embarrassed. Now, the United States overall in all time is second behind Norway. So the United States has 237 total medals in the history of the Winter Olympics. Norway has 290. That means before these Olympics began, the United States had 200. They was in third. They passed the old Soviet Union with these medals. Now, they're not going to... It'll probably take another 2 or 3 years. If the United States continues their dominance, they will pass Norway eventually as the number one, all-time medals.
Mm-hmm.
But because, like I said, Norway has 290, and you can't catch them in just 1 year. Because even if the United States was to dominate and do another 37 medals in 4 years, that would only put them at 274. Not to mention however many medals that Norway will get. But
Amy said, how's your mom?
My mom is good. She's doing a little bit more walking. I'm actually worried about my grandmother right now. My grandmother, it turns out my grandmother fell and actually broke her arm in several places a few weeks ago. And fell outside. So right now she's staying with my cousin in Florida. So I can't wait to see her next month when I get there. And but she now doesn't drive. She my aunt drives her around, or my cousin does. So that's good. My grandmother's 84 years old.
Yeah.
So,
your brother's still working?
My brother's still working. He'll be working until May, and then he won't be working at that job because unless they continue to do business and sell out with the 44 rooms that they have, he's not going to have a job. The bank will take that property back over where he's at. But he is working. He's been listening to my show. He heard a song last night that he had never heard before when I played it during my Friday Foreplay show, and he heard that. So, I'm looking forward to getting down there. Now, my brother-in-law told me the other night, he said, oh, yeah, we're having a picnic on the day after you come in. It's like, are you kidding? A picnic?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been a picnic since I was like 5,
Well, at least they're having something for you.
Well,
and
it's the day after they're inviting a lot of people. It's like they're having it at noon. It's like noon. That's kind of the wrong time. It's like you have a picnic at midnight, you know?
No, see, you had a picnic at noon.
Well, I don't like the sun. You know that.
That's true.
I'm anti-sun. You have it under the stars. You have it, you know, at midnight where all you hear are the crickets and, you know, the frogs come out from the swamp and, you know, all the little critters come out at night and dance
around.
Hold
on a minute.
Amy. Can I tell him now?
No.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, Lord.
It ain't nothing bad, so don't worry about it. When are you gonna start watching basketball?
I saw that, you know, you can watch games online for free. So I might during the tournament, because I don't know what kind of crap this local CBS station out of Twin Falls is going to show here.
We can go to NCAA and watch them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I can go to either CBS Sportsline or NCAA and watch an entire game for free and not.
Yeah.
Besides, during the first three rounds, you know, you're watching one game, all of a sudden they say, oh, we're going to flip to this game. And it's like, you've got me involved in this game here. I'm excited to watch it. And all of a sudden, you're going to flip over to some crappy-ass team from across the country? You must be out your damn mind, you know?
Well, they do that all the time.
Yeah, I know. And so that's why, you know, I'm actually looking forward to maybe seeing a full game online, depending on who's in the tournament. We got 7 minutes left. I want to go over baseball real quick. Now,
yeah, it's baseball season.
Baseball season is coming up. It's spring training now. Who do you see? Well, first of all, your Tigers, your Detroit Tigers. Where do you see them finishing in the AL Central?
First.
Okay. Okay.
They finished second last year.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, they finished first. Who do you see winning the American League pennant?
It ain't the Yankees.
I hope not. Okay. Who do you see winning the National League pennant?
Don't care.
Well, you have to care a little bit.
No, don't care.
Okay, all right.
I don't like the
National.
The only
National
League team
at all.
Only National League team I like, and they really, 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 really bad.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yes.
I was joking.
No.
You like the Pirates?
Yes.
Are you okay? Did the doctor take you off your meds?
Well,
all right.
Amy likes Detroit, but Amy don't like the National League team.
Okay, well, all right. I'm a National League guy.
Okay.
Do you like the National League baseball team or just American League, the Tigers? Yeah, she just likes the Tigers.
Okay, I grew up a National League guy growing up in Atlanta. You know,
did you lose your brain?
Very funny. Actually, you can't really say that about the Braves because
why?
You know, they had those 14 straight division titles. They had the
Okay, when was the last time they was in even the playoff?
4 years ago.
Okay, the Tigers been in there more than they have so far.
Well, remember, they was in there for 14 straight years. No other team has ever done that. So
but it's what you done for It's what you've done for me lately.
Yeah, I know, but...
And they ain't done nothing for you lately.
Well, this is Bobby Cox's last year. This is the manager's last year. Of course...
They're going to renew him.
Of course, he is going to the Hall of Fame on nothing else than being number one all-time in ejections by a manager. He's been ejected more times than anybody else.
And y'all proud of that?
That is something to be proud of, because that means he's a manager that sticks up for his players. You know, instead of his players getting thrown out, he will get himself thrown out instead to save his players from getting thrown out.
You like him?
Bobby Cox is one of the best managers of all time, definitely.
Did you?
Now, I pick. Unfortunately, I pick Atlanta to finish second in the National League East. I pick Philadelphia to win the division. I pick the Cardinals, and I don't like Tony La Russa, but I pick the Cardinals to finish in the NL Central first. I pick the Dodgers to finish the West. In the AL, I pick the Angels. Because the Angels seem to be the only good team in that division. In the Central, I pick. I'm going to pick the Minnesota Twins. I think your Detroit Tigers will finish third. I think they'll finish behind the White Sox, but before the Indians and Royals. In the AL East, I pick Boston to actually. Beat New York and finish first. I actually picked New York to finish second, Tampa Bay to finish third, the Blue Jays to finish fourth, and then the Orioles to be the bottom feeder. We got 90 seconds. Okay, as far as the AL goes, I picked the Minnesota Twins to win the championship. And I think they will face Philadelphia in the World Series, and Philadelphia will win. So.
Okay. So, on that, Steve, do you have a show after me?
I have a show tonight. I have a show tonight, 2 a.m., but I'd like to thank everyone for listening to both me and Daryl. This has been a blast. And... we love talking about sports, obviously, and other stuff. So, from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho, it's 38 degrees here. Have yourself a wonderful day. And Daryl.
All right. And this is Daryl, and I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. And everybody have a beautiful day. And we will go out with a song. Steve, take us out with a song.
Okay, I will take us out with a song. Ocean, but he sad songs to make you cry.
Good night. New.
breaking.